Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 18th of February, and I'm recording at 9:57 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Now, let's start with a look at these Asian stock markets, and they're pretty firm. Japan is one of the more exciting ones. The indices are up anywhere from 1.18 to 1.44 in Japan, and mostly hitting new highs for this bull market move to date. Also, in the last few weeks or days, I've been talking about the trading range on top of another large overall support consolidation area, and saying it looked to me as if we were going to see an upward break and resumption of the overall bull market. Well, the evidence that we saw today is certainly confirming that that potential, and it would take quite a sharp retracement, which I do not expect here, to further delay an additional upside move by Japan, which is in a major bull market and a beneficiary from quantitative easing. Okay, China steadier here. The small gains by the Hang Seng Index and the slightly better, over 0.5% by the Hang Seng China Enterprise Index. The Shanghai Composite did best, 3/4 of a percentage point. So it's been up several days in a row here now, and remains generally overall and firm. And again, I like this market because the government, I think, is taking some sensible long-term revisionary moves that I've talked about previously, and that I'm sure you've read about. Also, they are now more focused on stock market appreciation, it seems to me, although they're not beating a drum about it, and sensibly so, in my opinion. Taiwan also higher, 1/3%. South Korea up, but a little less. Australia up almost 1%. Still going up. This has been an impressive move. And India up 2/3 of a percentage point in here today. Again, this has also been in a consolidation phase in the last few weeks, but it is edging back up towards the all-time highs. And this is a market that I also like enormously in terms of its medium to longer term potential, now that Narendra Modi is in charge and bringing about some very helpful structural common sense reforms. India is also a major beneficiary of the softer oil price, as I've often discussed. Elsewhere, Singapore up over 0.5%. The exceptions are easier to pin out. Malaysia, but only a tiny decline here today. New Zealand, a tiny decline. Indonesia, Thailand was softer yesterday, but it's gained nearly 1% here today, and so did Jakarta. Okay, the European stock markets all a bit firmer in here today, and not bad gains here. The Italian MIB index up 1.85%. That's one of the best. Sweden not bad, 1.3%. France nearly 1%, 2/3 of a percent for the German DAX index. The Euro Stoxx index also up 4/5 of a percent, or 0.80, and steady action here. These markets are discounting some sort of agreement with obviously with Greece conceding some ground in here. To keep Greece in the EU, and then and, there, and investors are also focusing on the QE that kicks in next month. So Europe is a very, very attractive area in my opinion. You would be right to worry about the growth. I've been worrying about the growth for what, 30 years at least. But the stock market potential here, particularly for the multinationals, that's the sector that would really interest me, continues to interest me the most, is very, very attractive. And of course, they're benefiting from the soft euro. Looking at the USA, well, it's closed a fraction lower on the Dow and the S&P. The NASDAQ Composite Index, though, has pushed slightly higher in here today. So it's a quiet, flat day. Overbought in the short term, and but it's again steady action here overall. There's a lot of widespread discussion by Americans and others that their market is a little overvalued relative to the rest of the world, and certainly that is true, at least in terms of major markets. And I think there's some interest in shifting out of the U.S., not least into Europe. And the strong dollar is certainly not helping. That's a big headwind for the export companies. And also, there is the expectation that the U.S. is ahead in the cycle, and that interest rates will be moving higher in the U.S. before other countries in all probability. The U.S., as far as I'm concerned, the overall action is still positive. The recent new highs that we've seen have opened the door to a resumption of the overall bull market. Yes, it is overvalued, and I think there are probably better performing markets to be found elsewhere. Indeed, most of the European markets and many of the Asian markets are outperforming Wall Street so far this year. And I'm talking about outperforming them in US dollar terms. Japan's Nikkei, for instance, up over 5%. So is the Hang Seng Index. Australia up nearly 4.5%. These are all in US dollars. Whereas the US is in the positive side, but the Dow's only up 1.16%. The S&P's up nearly 2%. And the NASDAQ is doing best. The NASDAQ index is up 3.60, and that's the NASDAQ Composite Index. Okay, Canada and Mexico and Brazil were all no, I beg your pardon. I was looking at the percentage changes. They're down on the year, but the Canada and Mexico declined just under 0.5% here today. Brazil gained 1.27%. Percent. Now, U.S. 10-year government bonds, they have eased a little bit. They had a big gain yesterday, and they've had a big month to the upside. But currently trading, or as a few moments ago, at 2.08%, and as I say, overbought here in the short term. But this is a big move that we've seen to the upside, the biggest since last October. And it'll be very interesting to see what happens here. In the short term, we're likely to get a bit of a consolidation. I suggest looking at currencies. The dollar index is steady here today. It's at 94.13, small gain, but I noticed that it's up against a number of the Asian Pacific currencies, including the Indian rupee, slightly, very slightly higher against the Indian rupee, and also the Chinese renminbi, which is testing some range lows against the US dollar. One of the exceptions in here today is sterling, which is a little firmer. It's at 1.5438, against the dollar. And there is an article, you'll see it in Owen's copy, where they're talking about the probability of interest rate hikes later in the year and the fact that the US-UK economies have been doing reasonably well, and that the government, with the countdown to the May election, here is saying that companies should be lifting salaries overall. That's a political move, and the argument is that that would help consumer spending as well as hopefully gaining a few additional votes. Okay, in commodity markets, the precious metal sector a little bit mixed. Palladium down $5, 778. Silver slightly higher, 1645. Platinum is still weak, and that's following through to the downside, having broken beneath its range lows yesterday. Down nearly another $10 here today, 1167, and change. And gold is a little firmer, up $3 at 1212 and change. Crude oil, though, going in the opposite direction, though it had a decent day yesterday, but it's down $3 on the WTI and $3.08 on the Brent crude, taking it back under the $60 level, down to 59.45. I think there's a good chance that the lows are in for crude oil, as Owen and I have been saying in recent weeks. Again, there's a whole lot of supply around, as everybody knows, and so there's no reason really why oil should go rushing that much to the upside. And that's it on another interesting day, except to say, I'm posting some new reports, which David Brown, he's our subscriber, and very interesting guy who will be the guest speaker at the next Markets Now event, which is next Monday evening. And I've seen his presentation on technology. It is awesome. And if you are anywhere near London, I think you'd agree with me, not to be missed. All the best.